Good Saturday morning, everybody. Eddie the Hat here, and you are tuned in to Today at Del Mar, where we'll be going over today's card out at the Seaside Oval. Today, of course, is Saturday, August 13th, and so thanks for tuning in, and hopefully we're going to get you up and running with today's card. 10 races today with the first post at 2 p.m., two carryovers. We'll get to those at the appropriate time when we're going over the races. So you might want to keep that in mind. Also, a quick reminder that racing on Fridays is now 3 p.m. 3 p.m. on Friday. And we're going to have an adjustment. You know, we're going to confirm it. We will have it definitely for you tomorrow morning. We're also hearing that first post Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday will be 1 p.m. Okay, so anyway, just keep that in the back of your mind. We're going to confirm that for you tomorrow, but definitely 3 o'clock on Fridays from now on. All right, let's get to the jockey and trainer standings as they are coming into today. Juan Hernandez leads the way with 21 winners from 90 starters, 23%. Umberto Rispoli, 12 wins, 68 starters, 18%. Joe Bravo, 10 wins from 43 starters, 23%. Ramon Vasquez, 8 wins from 78 starters. And that is a nice 10%, or an easy to figure 10%, I guess. And Mike Smith has sneaked up into the top five. Congratulations to the old-timer, Big Money Mike, as we call him. 7 wins, 26 starters, 27%. And we're going to go down just two more slots here because we have three guys tied for fifth. And I'm going to give you another high-percentage rider right now, Hector Barrios. 7 wins, 25 starters, 28%. I've said it before, just like with Joe Bravo, Bravo's percentage has kind of crept down a little bit, but he's still right there with a nice 23%. But 28%, folks, when you see Hector Barrios on a horse, especially on the grass, take notice. And then finally, Edwin Maldonado, 7 wins, 62 starters, 11%. All right, let's flip the page to the trainers. We have Phil D'Amato, 8 wins, 58 starters. That's a nice 14%. Bob Baffert, 8 winners from 31 starters, 26%. Doug O'Neill, 8 winners, 58 starters, 14%. George Papapodromo, 7 wins, 43 starters, 16%. And Peter Miller, 7 wins, 52 starters, 13%. And that is the current jockey and trainer standings as they are coming into today. Okay, let's get to it. Quick reminder, we're brought to you, all of our podcasts are brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. If you haven't had an opportunity to check us out, please do so. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. We have a lot of free stuff. We are on just about every social media platform that you can imagine. If you want to hook up with us, we have all sorts of posts throughout the day and, you know, free plays, which we're going to get to for you in just a moment. But anyway, horseracing-selections.com. Check us out. All right, let's get to the first race today. This is a B-minus rated race for us. 7 furlongs, starter allowance. And folks, this is a pretty tough race. It's a little short on quantity, but not on quality. And we had a little bit of a problem figuring this race out, but we finally think that we're on the right horse. And so anyway, spend a little bit of extra time on this race because, like I said, even though there's not a lot of entrants, it is a tough race here, and that's going to open things off for the first. All right, the second race, 5.5 furlongs, maiden special weight. This is a B minus race for us. Cowbred or California sired maidens, 2 years old, and this is where our free play comes in, folks. And we're going to go right to the number two horse here, Just a Little Luck, for the barn of 30% Andy. It's kind of gone down just a touch. He's at 28% now. But folks, if you had listened to our podcasts or if you were subscribing to our newsletter early in the meeting, we told you that this was a barn that could come down here and light things up. And that's exactly what they have done. Just a Little Luck hails from the Andy Mathis barn. He's coming down from Pleasanton. The thing that we like about this is he's had three local drills over the Del Mar surface. Now, there's been nothing special, nothing that's going to stand out and say, whoa, this guy can run. Let's face it, though, he's got a good foundation beneath him. He's coming from a sharp barn. He earned a very solid number in his debut at Pleasanton. He was well bet that day. And the first and second place horses have both come back to win their next start. This guy is as live as I am right now. And we suggest that you put a couple of bucks on Just a Little Luck in the second race at Del Mar. And outside of him, it's a wide open event. So if you are the type that likes to play exactas and get involved in the trifecta, the superfecta, good luck. You're going to have your hands full, because there's a couple of horses in here, first timers, that look like they might have a little bit of ability. But nonetheless, you know, these are fun races to handicap, because you know, it makes you think. The morning line favorite drawn on the outside, Fun Money, 5-2, Doug O'Neill and Drayden Van Dyke adding the blinkers. So that is the second race. We're going to get to the third race now. 6 furlongs, allowance, optional claimer. This is a C-plus rated race for us. We're not really going to get all that involved. It is a 7-horse field, and you've got the old-timer that likes to win races, Crash Corrigan, on the rail. Good vibes only from Sadler, Ronus Racing. They're always tough to deal with. And then the Bob Baffert Rhetoric, who is the 9-5 morning line favorite, and also drawn outside as Redline at 8-1. Another John Sadler, Ronus Racing entrant. It's going to be a tough race here, the third. So despite its low rating by us, this is a race, like I said, we're not going to get involved in too much, and we really don't suggest you do as well. But if you have to, there's some possibilities, I suppose. I mean, there's possibilities in every race. Let's face it, you know. The fourth race, a mile on the turf. This is a claiming event for a tag of 50,000. This is a C race for us. It's a very confusing, wide open race here. Again, you know, if you know me, if you know our service, we don't bet every race, guys. We pick and choose our spots, which is what we suggest, you know, our clients do. But this is definitely one that really doesn't have a lot of appeal to us. Neptune Storm has Hector Barrios. This is a turf race. Peter Miller, he looks like he's going to be tough to beat. Shadow Sphinx at 7-2 looks like he's going to be tough to beat as well. So this is a tough race to get involved in, and the rails are up here 12 feet, so keep that in mind when you're handicapping the fourth. Fifth race, things don't get a lot better. C-minus, 5.5 furlongs, claiming event, $16,000 lining up here. The pick six carryover. The pick six starts here. The carryover amount, jackpot, is $157,130.39. That's something to shoot for here. My recommendation in this race here is to spread, because I think you're going to need it. This is a tough race. Tough way to begin the pick six. The sixth race, things get a little bit better. A minus, the Yellow Ribbon Handicap, grade two, $250,000 for fillies and mares, 3-year-olds and up. Mile and a 16th on the turf. If you're following us regularly, you know Avenue de France is coming off of our horse to watch list. Going Global is definitely the class here and the one to beat, the 6-5 morning line favorite. And Park Avenue looks tough. Burgoo Alley, 10-1. Don't discount this horse for Phil D'Amato And Ramon Vasquez, also flippant, is coming in. Lands Joe Bravo for Victoria Oliver. 16% barn, the Midwest. Looks like she could be tough to beat as well. So this is a very, very tough, interesting race in the sixth race. The seventh race is a B-rated race. Our best bet of the day comes in here. 6.5 furlongs, 4 maidens, 2 years old. Bob Baffert has already scratched Truehood, so you don't need to handicap him. That leaves Cave Rock, his other entrant, and some other interesting horses here. The first-time starter, Ultimate Gamble, for the Mark Glatt stable. A Belief in This Living, who's had 2 starts, 2 runners-up. These are the types of horses, to me, even though this horse has only had 2 starts, he's got 2 runners-up. So obviously right off the bat, you're starting to question his heart. Is this a competitor? He's by Arrogate, who's off to a good start as a sire. You don't know. You know he's going to get bet. He's 2-1 to the morning line. You're not going to see any near that price, not even a sniff of it, I guarantee you. Despite the fact that Cave Rock, Baffert's first-timer, breaking out of the 2 holes, going to take some money, A Belief in This Living is going to get bet. So if you trust him at a low price with 2 career races, 2 runners-up, good luck to you, as Robin Williams said in Mrs. Doubtfire. Good luck to you. Low price that we're going to probably pass on. So anyway, that is the seventh race. Also, there's a horse drawn outside in that race, Stop and Atress. 12-1 on the morning line, who has been working well. Gets Kyle Frey. This is another first-timer that merits consideration in the seventh. The eighth race is a mile on the turf, an allowance optional claimer. This is a B-minus race for us. And again, this is an interesting, intriguing race. You've got Optimizing, 5-1 with Ricky Gonzalez. Anmer Hall is the 5-2 morning line favorite, Peter Miller. Sydney Street is making his second start in North America after a rather adventurous North American debut. He's switching to Hector Barrios. We already told you what to do with that. And Dandy Warhol and Handy Dandy, both 7-2 in the morning line, figure to take some action as well. The ninth race, the Sorrento, grade 2, $200,000 race for fillies, 2-year-olds, 6 furlongs, and this is a B-plus race. And interesting race here, folks, because most of these horses in here are coming off of their maiden win. And first-time versus winners can be a little dicey for some of these guys. But in this particular race, they're all coming off of their recently, maiden win. So they're all in the same boat. So I think you can probably say first time versus winners is not really applicable here in the Sorrento. Procrastination is the 8-5 morning line favorite, coming off of a very impressive win when he beat Funkhauser at Los Al. Vegas Magic is undefeated with 2 career wins. Classy Mademoiselle is the only maiden in here that is running, but I think all eyes, honestly, here are going to be on Absolutely Zero, 9-5 on the morning line, and this horse has done everything right as well under Mario Gutierrez, Doug O'Neill for Redham Racing. So this is a nice little race here. If you're alive in the pick 6 and you get past this one, good luck in the 10th. B-minus race, maiden special weight, mile and a 16th on the turf, and this is for maidens, 3-year-olds and upward. And this is what you call, folks, a grab bag deluxe, okay? This is a tough race. Hopefully, you've spread in this race if you are participating in the pick 6, because this is a whacker. Pray For Me Ray is the 3-1 morning line lukewarm favorite in here, rightfully so. If you go back and you look at this gelded sun horse, his last race run over this Del Mar course, he was off slow, really roughed up at the break. He lost a ton of ground, and he was finishing very impressively under Mike Smith, who rides back today. He gets an extra 16th of a mile to work with. He figures tough in here. National General Roo has had a race over the track here as well. It was his North American debut on July 22nd. 24-1, he was dispatched not as a contender, but he was off slow. He got rank. He was pulling. Then Kyle Frey had to get him to the outside so he wouldn't run up horses' heels. He was 4-6 wide. In other words, what I'm telling you, this horse had a disastrous trip. Papa Padromo's the trainer. They're switching to Drayden Van Dyke at 20-1 in the morning line. He is definitely a horse that you're going to probably want to use just for the heck of it. He's got a sneaky look to him. And how many times do these horses come up and bite us? And then after the race, we're looking at it and saying, geez, you know, this horse really didn't look that bad. How did he pay $60? All right, that's one of those types of horses, National General. New York Dreams making his local debut for Steve Knapp as well. North American debut, rather. Tiago Pereira. Tiago's a very capable, low-profile jockey, so always keep your eye on him when you see him. And, good luck in the 10th. This is a tough, tough, tough race. And it ends the day, righteously so. And that's going to do it for us today. Thank you for joining us. Again, I'm Eddie the Hat. You've been listening to Today at Del Mar. And we'll be back with you tomorrow morning for Sunday's card. There's only one thing left to do. Log on to horseracing-selections.com. Get those winning picks. We'll be talking to you again tomorrow. Cash those tickets. Good luck at the races. We'll be talking to you again soon.